So surveys of patients and caregivers suggest that the traditional parameters of pulmonary hypertension severity may just be the tip of the iceberg. So what we're seeing as physicians, where we're focused on symptoms, exercise capacity, and biomarkers, really don't address the concerns of the patient. Patients may have concerns during the diagnostic process, including concerns with delayed diagnosis, the need to go see many different physicians and to go to many institutions to get the diagnosis. They may have anxiety and fear about their prognosis and also have concerns about the different procedures that are used, including right heart catheterization. And then they may also have concerns during the management of their pulmonary hypertension, things such as quality of life measures, whether they have issues with daily tasks. So these are things to also talk about at a visit with your patients. In terms of some other manifestations, certainly addressing any mood changes, evidence of any anxiety or depression, and also just getting the family involved as well is really important in terms of assessing the patient's needs.